For as St. Gemma once said, suffering teaches us to love. We are supposed to be a people of faith. If our faith is weak, the moment a tragedy in our life or in the world happens, we're going to immediately turn on God and blame him. Or worse, walk away from him, which never solves the issue. Yet, a true faith, as well as a true love, always remains rooted in the midst of suffering. True faith sees suffering and hardship as an opportunity to grow in trust in God, and as a means to surrender ourselves more to God's will. As the venerable Archbishop Fulton Sheen once said, sometimes the only way the good Lord can get into some hearts is to break them. Though much of why exactly God allows certain sufferings and evils in this life is a mystery, faith gives us the certainty that God would not permit an evil if he did not cause a good to come out from that very evil, by ways that often we shall only fully know in eternal life. Christ is in control of all things, and being a good God, he always brings good out of the evil that happens through our sins and fallen nature. In fact, suffering is an opportunity for us to encounter his love more. Job and the apostles had to learn to trust in God in the midst of their sufferings. So too must we. And so, whenever we are struggling with faith, a simple prayer from the Gospel of Mark will suffice. Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. We should always ask our Lord for faith and trust, even when it's difficult. And then, with the eyes of faith, we will be able to see God's presence even in the great tragedies of our lives. Sheldon Vanocken was able to grow to see the greatest tragedy of his life, the death of his wife, Davy, as a severe mercy to his soul. We too must have that same trust and faith as he did, to see God's hand in the most difficult moments of our lives, that he is actually not asleep in the storms of our lives. Let us ask ourselves, do we trust that God's hand is actually in all aspects of our lives, or do we need to ask for help, trust in him more?